I am speaking with Vuvu Mpofu, who is from South Africa. Welcome to Pittsburgh, Vuvu.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here. I'm happy to be here.
So this is a role, Violetta, probably one of the best roles in the world to sing. How are you approaching her?
As you said, it's a beautiful role. The story behind it is amazing. The history behind it, you know, because it's based on a true story, you know, of a woman who lived in Paris, who was a courtesan, you know. So for me, you know, it being, you know, real, you know, it gives you some connection with the woman, and you know, the tragic story, the love story, you know, because we all fall in love, you know, and sometimes we do take risks sometimes, you know, in life, whether or not we think there'll be bad consequences or good consequences, you know, it's part of life. So, you know, it's all about bringing Violetta to my own personality as well, you know, thinking, what would I do in this situation, you know? And so it's bringing more of myself also into the role, and also, you know, trying to think back of how she felt during all of those things that she felt, you know, the love, the her life also, and I mean, she was very elegant, you know, she was very charming, everyone around wanted to be around her, you know, she was the life of the party, you know, and so it's quite an amazing role to play. And also the music, let's talk about the music is beautiful. It's amazing, you know. Verdi wrote a masterpiece, you know. It's my favorite role to sing, and I think the it's going to be beautiful. And also the director that we're working with, Christine, you know, she's so well informed, you know. I enjoy working with her, you know. She gives you a lot of background, you know, starting from the history of Verdi himself, and the history of the story, you know. So it's good to actually have a conversation during rehearsals, you know, about the role.
So you have the first act and the vocality of that, the coloratura, the sempre libera. That is usually a pretty good challenge for a soprano.
Yes, I always think that Traviata is like three different women. You know, so the first act you have the lyrical side, you know, she's playful, and yeah, you mean when you get to the aria, I always feel like, oh my god. You know, because it's there's a moment of silence just before you start the aria, and you know there's a vulnerability. You know, you just feel so bare on stage alone, and sometimes, you know, I feel so nervous, you know, but for me, this role, it's a role that I've been in love with since I first fell in love with opera watching Traviata. So for me, in as much as it is, I love a good challenge. So for me, the first act, the sempre libera, I love singing it. So it is a challenge, but it's a beautiful challenge, you know. And the second act is very dramatic, you know, with Germain, the father. It's so emotional, you know. And then you get the third act with such sadness, you know. Such all of is very lyrical. It's very you sing very very pianissimos, you know. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of emotion and sadness. So yeah, but it's a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster. The amazing duet in the second act with Papa Germain, it's that goes through so many emotional changes.
Yes, because she, I think he comes into the picture, you know, into her house, thinking that he can manipulate Violetta, you know, and then he is surprised that, oh, she's strong. I just cannot do, you know, what I set out to do with her. So I have to thread carefully, you know. So, and also, and I mean, she knew the dangers of, you know, falling in love with Alfredo, you know, that it won't last, you know. So him being there, it was an awakening, you know, that okay, this little bubble that you were in with Alfredo, it's no longer going to be there, you know. And so from there, and then thinking that okay, maybe we can work out a situation where okay, I'll go away for a while, and then you know you can marry off your daughter, and everything will be fine. But he's like, no, that's not what I'm asking you. You know, this is not what I'm asking you. You should leave. Leave Alfredo alone, you know, and then she's saying, you don't know. Alfredo said he'll be here for me throughout, you know, and I'm sick. I'm with this disease that will kill me, you know. So she's thinking that when she dies, she'll be alone, you know, and she realizes that, and it's so sad, and so it's so heartbreaking, you know. So it is. Yes, it's just.
I do feel, though, by the end of that duet, that the two characters really, even though it's heartbreaking, they really respect each other.
Yes, they do, because at the end of the day, she knows that whatever he says, it's true. It's true. In the society back then, she could never have, you know, stayed with him. She knew that she'd ruin him, you know, ruin his reputation and his family, you know. So whatever he was saying was true. And, you know, and it was a sacrifice that she had to do. And so I think, yeah, I think at the end they both come to an agreement, you know, that this is what is best to do.
And yet he almost defends her when Alfredo really scorns her in the following scene, in the big party scene.
Yes, he does. He does, because he only knows. He knows that what the conversations that they had before, and Alfredo doesn't know. Alfredo thinks that she just went off to fall in love with, went to back to the Baron because of money, and maybe she doesn't love him anymore. Maybe for her it was just, you know, she was just playing with him. But deep down, you know, Germont was feeling guilty as well, you know, because he knew that this whole situation was because of him. Mm-hmm. So I think it was noble of him to actually defend Violetta at that point.
Then we come to the last act, the beautiful letter that is written, and the opportunity to sort of say that letter, and you know, something that is so personal, and it's the spoken word instead of singing, but then of course saying goodbye to the past, addio del passato, but then coming together with a Parigio caro.
Like I said, you know, that one is very it's delicate. The music is very delicate. Starting from the letter, you know, reading the promise that he promised that he'll come back. So she's been waiting, you know, she doesn't want to die before she actually meets him, you know, get to see him once more, you know. I think at that moment when she says, "È tardi," she's like, "I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting." And I think she can feel that she's... she's going to die at any moment, you know, and then she won't get to see her first love, because I think Alfredo is her first love. And yes, going to Paris, and then seeing him finally, and going to Parigio Caro, you know, obviously none of that is going to happen. They will not go to Paris, you know, and live together. No. But for that moment, for her, it's beautiful. It's kind of staying in the dream, in the moment, you know, trying to fantasize, you know, a life, a different life with Alfredo, and then just, you know, and then after that she, you know, she cannot, she dies.
She dies. It does. I'm just curious, are there any moments that are so, there's sad to sing, but really exciting to sing?
For me, firstly, it's Mami Alfredo, Mami Cuantio Dam. Oh, that, you know, I think for every soprano, that's amazing. That's the moment, mm-hmm. you know, because you're like, I love this person, you know, and also with how it's written, you know, it's just a confession. You know, and then I think the other thing for me that is exciting to sing is actually the scene where they are at Flora's party, the invitata qui sugurmi, you know, the drama when she's like, oh, she's panicking, what is he going to say, you know, how is he going to react, because you know she left him, and then it's very exciting for me to sing. I mean, the whole role for me, it's exciting to sing. I always, yeah, it's from start to end, you know, you discover a lot about her and the emotions, and the music is beautiful, and so you are always in the music, you're caught into the music, the drama, the acting, and everything. So from the start until the end. So I love Traviata. Yeah.
Vuvu, thank you so very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.